Millennials survive one recession only to land in another.
The effects of the last recession, plus stagnating wages, plus rising housing costs, plus student loan payments, had set them back when compared to previous generations.
The short and long-term impact of graduating into a downturn and a strong bond market means investors big and small and the Fed are all lining up to lend corporations money in the pandemic. We will explain why. Plus, pro baseball is back on TV, but it is South Korean baseball, not MLB. So we'll help you figure out which team to root for. It's Monday, May 11th. I'm Mark Garrison with The Wall Street Journal, and this is What's News. The Trump administration plans to put out an alert that hackers tied to China's government are working to steal information from American coronavirus vaccine researchers. That's according to a person familiar with the matter. It's unclear what evidence, if any, the alert would contain. China has historically denied accusations like this. Its foreign ministry said Beijing opposes all forms of cyber attack and cracks down on them. We are reporting that federal health regulators are working on new guidelines for reopening nursing homes that include steps that would allow visitors to return. When some in the industry read a draft of the guidelines circulated, they worried they were too vague and might go too far. A Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services spokesman said the agency does not comment on leaked documents. Some key Trump administration officials are self-isolating, including Dr. Anthony Fauci and the leaders of the FDA and CDC. The vice president's spokesman says Mike Pence will be working at the White House today. There were reports he was self-isolating after his press secretary tested positive for COVID-19. The UK is taking small steps to lift some restrictions in the country with the highest numbers of COVID-19 deaths in Europe. Construction and manufacturing workers will be encouraged to get back on the job, for example. In a televised speech to the nation last night, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson warned restrictions could come back if the situation worsens.
We will be driven not by mere hope or economic necessity. We're going to be driven by the science, the data, and public health. And I must stress again that all of this is conditional. It all depends on a series of big ifs.
Some lockdown restrictions in France lift today. In South Korea, bars and clubs have been ordered closed after dozens of new cases emerged linked to one infected man's weekend of bar hopping. Wuhan also reported a handful of new cases in a residential compound after a stretch without reports of new local cases. Iran says several of its sailors are dead after one of its own missiles accidentally struck a support ship. This was part of a training exercise in the Gulf of Oman Sunday. Coming up, investors are lending tens of billions of dollars to companies every week, and the Fed is about to join them. We will explain what's going on. The corporate bond market can be a complicated thing, but the basic idea is pretty simple. It's where companies go to borrow money, and a lot of corporations need money in the pandemic, and many investors, including the Federal Reserve, are more than happy to lend. Markets columnist Mike Bird explains.
A lot of big companies, especially in the US, go directly to financial markets, to asset managers, to individual investors, instead of to banks for a large portion of their finance. Investors buy their bonds from them. It's how they borrow a lot of money. You might think that it's been more difficult for big corporations to do that recently. That hasn't, strictly speaking, been true. Corporations have borrowed a huge amount of money recently through the bond markets, in large part out of fear that they might be locked out when financial markets became very volatile during February and March. What's now happening too is the Federal Reserve, the US Central Bank, is coming in to the market to buy corporate bonds. That's a huge deal because it effectively offers a backstop to very large borrowers, these large companies, and it means to ordinary investors and to asset managers that they can rely on the fact that the Fed will backstop them to some extent, that there will be other major buyers interested in buying these bonds. And for that reason, the price of U.S. corporate bonds has gone up.
Elon Musk is suing a California county to reopen the Tesla factory there. In legal documents and a string of strongly worded tweets, he said regulators are overstepping their authority and that he would move the carmaker's headquarters and future programs to Texas or Nevada. Alameda County did not discuss lawsuit specifics, but said it is working with Tesla's local team on a plan to reopen in a way that keeps workers safe. Under Armour and Marriott are among companies reporting earnings today. After a very quick break, we'll look at the special challenges today's college grads face, as well as what happened to graduates who started their careers in the last recession. This year's college graduates did not get to attend a ceremony, and their career prospects are uncertain in the economic downturn caused by the pandemic. We know the impact of graduating into a recession can linger long after the economy recovers for individuals and the economy as a whole. Journal of Personal Finance reporter Julia Carpenter is covering that story. She spoke with our J.R. Whalen.
What are the long-term effects of graduating into an economic climate like we have now?
So we definitely already know from previous recessions and research done examining those that graduating into a recession has really long-lasting effects for graduates. So when you enter the labor market at a time like this, you will be suffering effects for years to come, both in your earnings and also in your ability to find a job in your field.
Now, the Federal Reserve did a study about millennials that came through the last recession. What did that study tell us?
What's really upsetting for millennials is that they were still reeling from the last recession. The effects of the last recession, plus stagnating wages, plus rising housing costs, plus student loan payments, had set them back when compared to previous generations at the same ages. And the millennial homeownership rate is still low. So for millennials, they're still reeling from those past effects, and this new recession could mean even worse effects for them.
Now, the Wall Street Journal spoke to several students in the class of 2020. What did they tell us?
My colleagues and I talked to dozens of these young graduates, and their experience is kind of all over the place. Some of them are lucky enough to have job offers, but they might not be in the fields that they had been hoping to enter or in the cities they had been hoping to enter. Others of them have seen their job offers evaporate, or they thought they would have a good chance at getting employed in their field, and instead they're working the part-time job that they had been working at in college. One of my colleagues spoke to a graduate who is employed at Menards, the home improvement store, and he said that he is just hopeful that Menards keeps him on.
But there are some hiring bright spots.
Definitely healthcare is hiring, IT is hiring. Those are two industries in which we see a lot of interest, and there's definitely open positions in those fields. And we do think that some of the salaries for some of these other industries, like software engineering, mechanical engineering, we won't see take a huge hit. But all these industries are still affected by the pandemic.
You know, sometimes young workers get some bad PR for going from job to job. Are the rules different now?
You know, I spoke with one expert, and he said that that actually just kind of makes sense, especially for millennials. They had kind of a bad rap for job hopping or for leaving a job every year or so. He said that the reason a lot of people do that and a reason why that might make sense is because they are feeling the effects of this recession hit, that we know that when you graduate into a recession, your earnings, your lifetime earnings, not just your immediate earnings, your lifetime earnings will immediately start at a lower trajectory. And one of the fastest ways to catch up to your peers from other generations is to move from position to position. So in a way, that kind of makes more sense when you think about the greater effects.
But there's some interesting data about graduates who enter the workforce during a recession, and that data isn't always easy to measure.
Yeah, there's definitely some research that well-educated graduates, those who have degrees and those who enter the workforce during the economic downturn, they end up significantly happier in their jobs. And we don't know if that's because they enter during the boom and then stay in their job for a significant period, or if that slower start to their career means that they have more experience job hunting and are able to find a better job down the line.
Major League Baseball is on hold for now. ESPN is trying to fill the gap by broadcasting South Korea's Pro League. Just in case you are not up to speed on the doings of the Doosan Bears or Kia Tigers, we've done the research and have advice for how to translate your favorite MLB team into a KBO team to root for at the moment. That is on WSJ.com. And that is what's news for this morning. If you like our show, please rate and review us wherever you get your podcasts. We are back with another updated episode this evening. I'm Mark Garrison with The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening. We'll